fur.
Yeah, they were called the
fur, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had the, we break them out at four, what you call four furs. Throw two furs, and then the next two you'd clean it out, leave your middle.
Yeah. When you were plowing with, did you ever plow with two, say, two mules?
Oh yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. You put them side and side, double them just like you would do wagging, you know, and you'd have your same setup for your double tree and then your single tree, you know.
Okay, now, the mule that walked in the, say you were using a turning plow, the mule that walked in the fur, you called him the... did one walk, did they walk straight or was one kind of...
No, yeah, they just about divided the distance. Pretty much divided, had to. I never did do very much, used to very much, always get by one. And the way I did everything things trained, they'd walk pretty well.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good part about it. If they didn't, why, you know, it was aggravating. The horse and, or you knew, I've had both, they'd get knowing just about as much about you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd learn it, you know, and
yeah,
day in and day out, you know. And it was a pleasure to work out there with an animal like that. We got a lot of, it was really a pleasure.
Now, in a wagon, you'd hold on to the
two lines, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're riding a horse, you held on to the bridle.
Mm-hmm. Reins.
Yeah. And you put your feet in the
stirrups.
Yeah. Did you, well, when you got on a horse, Mr. Charlie, what did you say to him to get him started?
Mm-hmm. Usually just get up, you know. Sometimes you kind of nudge him in the side with your heels, you know. And that answered the same purpose.
Yeah.
I've seen people have a little switch, you know, and just kind of put him a little on the rear end, but usually just, you know, get him to get up. Horse, well, most animals were spirited, you know, if they scared far. There was no trouble to get them going.
You had some good horses?
Had some good ones, real good ones, yes, sir.
That's a valuable animal.
You ain't joking.
Especially back in your days when people would have to travel.
You had to have them.
Baton Rouge,
sir. That was your partner. You had to have a horse or mule. Either one served the purpose. I liked a mule mighty well for plowing, mighty well.
Yeah.
But a horse could do the same, but it seemed like a mule pulled more, truer, you know.
What was it like, say, when you were going to Baton Rouge or something like that, before? You know, back in the
before
day.
Before we had any other way.
And you'd pass people on the road, what would you say to them?
Well, you'd speak to them, but you didn't pass many.
Yeah?
You didn't pass many.
Quit.
No, we used to go down there. I only went as a boy. They'd generally make up two or three wagons and go.
All right.
And it would take you from out here, it would take you 2 days. You'd take your cotton down there after you got it ginned. And maybe take a couple of bales of cotton down there, and, you know, carry it to wherever you was trading, you know. And wherever you done your grocery shopping for that year, you wouldn't go to Baton Rouge two or three times a year, though.
Be careful.
You might have to make a few trips, though, to get your cotton down there, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, it was a long haul, and nothing but old dirt and mud roads all the way. And all the creeks and things didn't have bridges on them either. No, they didn't.
How'd you get across?
Sometimes you didn't. They'd get up too high, you know. And you just didn't cross them unless you only by foot, you know, had a little paddle boat or something. You just didn't go when it's like that.